Chairman, just picking up on the theme raised by Fred, I hadn't known we were 100 million down on this JREP investment in terms of the market value. I was going to ask a broader question, which is, what's the total disparity at the moment between the book value of our investments in the various listed funds and the market value? I asked a similar question at Babcock's a few weeks ago, and they said it was, I think, around 120 million underwater. And I guess specifically when I asked this, can you deal with the two big plays here? Our investment in Macquarie Infrastructure Group is currently valued by the market at 914 million. And our investment in Macquarie Airports is currently valued by the market at 966 million. Now, I'm presuming we've invested more, well over $1 billion in each. So how much are we underwater on the big two, MIG and MAP? What's the overall figure? And I'd be interested in hearing from the auditor on this question as to why we wouldn't have a mark-to-market approach when we come to rule off the accounts next time round. And in dealing with this question of MIG and MAP, we've got the situation at the moment where MIG closed last night at $2.35, yet our auditors and our directors claim it has a net tangible asset backing of $4.59. And in the case of Macquarie Airports, it was around $2.40 last night, and there's a claimed NTA of just over $5. So the situation there is that the market is valuing MIG and MAP collectively at $10 billion, and we're saying they're worth $20 billion. Now, this is unprecedented, and this is, I think, a huge vote of no confidence in the third-party managed infrastructure funds model. We've seen you take out Macquarie Capital. The stock was trading around $2.10. You've mopped them up at $3.40. I'm a shareholder in all of your funds, and I'd love to know whether you're contemplating similar moves, particularly in MIG and MAP. And when in dealing with this question of potential mop-ups of MIG and MAP, can you also address the issue of preemptive rights within the assets, within the toll road and the airport assets? I've heard some people say that you can't take out MIG or MAP because such a move would trigger punitive preemptive rights and potential loss of control over assets. So is that correct? Is it the case that you have to rule that out because of these preemptive rights within the individual assets in those two big funds? Thank you.
Nicholas?
Thank you for the question. I guess the first point to make, which I made in during our presentation, is that we don't report quarterly, so it is not the occasion now to actually look at write-downs. So write-downs are an issue that will be looked at in the September half and, of course, the March full year end. So it's not an issue for today's meeting. In terms of why we have the investments in these funds, it's important to recognise that this is a basic plank of our alignment with our investors. These are long-term holdings, and therefore we have to look at them on a long-term basis, not just on a mark-to-market basis. On the point about the third, on your point you raised about the management model, I think, to be fair, if you took a step back from the Macquarie-specific situation and looked at the market, you'll see that all assets in these categories, all companies in these categories, are suffering a similar valuation story in the market. So whether you're looking at internally managed property companies or infrastructure companies indeed, or externally managed property companies or infrastructure companies, I think you'll see that the fall in value is the same. So I don't think there is an argument to say that this is an issue of external management versus internal management. On the question of privatisation, this issue has been raised by many investors, both in the funds and in the group itself, and they've raised the issue of privatisation because they can see that the market for, in particular, infrastructure assets is very strong at the moment, and they can see that the value of the assets that our directors are ascribing to those assets are reflective of transactions happening in the marketplace. Now, similarly, in, from the REIT viewpoint, our directors are being directed by valuations coming through that are supporting the valuations that they're looking at. The difficulty, as I mentioned in the presentation, in the real estate market is there's not a lot of physical trading activity that can actually give people a high degree of confidence where the market sits at. So both in real estate and also in infrastructure, the issue that you raised about privatisation has been raised. It has been raised. And as you mentioned, that for one of our funds that was neither in infrastructure or real estate, a privatisation proposal is actually underway. So that was an initiative of the individual fund and the investors that they found who wanted to step up and invest in the fund. From where Macquarie is coming from, obviously we have a very strong unlisted business and we have a very strong listed business. Our role in terms of managing those assets is the same whether they're listed shareholders or unlisted shareholders. And we are very aware of where the investors are coming from in both those areas. So yes, it's an area that we've looked at. We've looked at extensively. We've talked about to a lot of people. But anything that we would be doing or thinking about, or that the funds would be thinking about in respect to their individual activities, of course, would be confidential until it's time for them to advise the market of it. So I'm afraid we don't engage in speculation about the potential of privatisation or other corporate moves with respect to these funds.
Thank you.